Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Jeez. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. I think I've kind of felt it for like the last hour, Matisse. I think I'm losing the voice a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I'm at my top right now. I'm just not. Feels like every time.
What's going on, Mike? Did he catch a cold? You caught the sniffles?
No, I actually don't. I think that it's just. I mean, it's obviously been getting a lot of use the last few weeks with Scotty out. You know, all, running the afternoon all day, running the night, and wow, what a catch! Is that Hunter Henry? What a catch, Hunter Henry in the end zone. Patriots, man, look out. Going to take a 14-3 lead here off the Trubisky pick.
Hunter they were Henry. Minus 128 when they were up 7-3 about 5 minutes ago, and I took it right there, and I bet you it's jumped up to a much higher than that now, Mike.
Now, the one thing I'm going to look for here, Matisse, is maybe a little Trubisky passing yards, because now being down, I mean, they can't keep trying to run the football, which they're not having any success with anyway. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. A lot to do this hour. Plenty of football talk. We'll look at the NBA for Friday and more. A little Army-Navy coming up on Saturday. I'll even probably get Joe involved in a few of these bowl games, some early looks for next week. But NFL Week 14 going to be the focus, that's for sure. Mike Carver with you. Joe will join me in a few minutes. Of course, the great Hit Burbell running the show, as always. What do we got? When's the next big fight, Matisse? Is that this Saturday or next Saturday? When do they have the big fight before Christmas?
No, that's next Saturday. It's not this weekend, but the following weekend. Big time pay per view. Lots of bad blood on the card. Lots of guys that draw a lot of attention in the fight game. So it's going to be a fun one.
Who's the main event? Who's the main event?
Main event for man, Covington versus Leon Edwards. So it's a welterweight championship belt of the world. Also the flyweight championship belt of the world. Paddy Pimblett from England's on that card.
Paddy the Batty.
Yeah, Paddy the Batty. But a lot of guys are waiting to see Ian Garry fight because he's fighting an old teammate. And Ian Gary's made a lot of headlines lately because he's married to a girl who's made a lot of social media news, who wrote a book on how to become a wag about 10, 15 years ago. So now it's coming back to bite him in the ass a little bit.
Paddy's fighting Ferguson?
Yeah, Paddy's fighting Ferguson, man.
He's gonna kill him.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks. That's what everybody thinks. But you know, Tony Shaw has a little bit of miles left in the tank. Paddy needs to work on a stand-up game though a little bit, Mike. He does. He's great jiu-jitsu, great ground game. But you know, I want to see his stand-up game a little bit more.
Yeah,
this is the type of fight where Tony might look good in too.
Can we get this Patty guy to fight somebody with a pulse? I mean, seriously, let's give him a big
I'll tell you what. Well, that's why they're afraid to feed him to the dogs, Mike. That's the thing, and he is a money drawer. I went to one of his fights when he was on one of the main cards. I forget who it was against, but against Jared Gordon. I was at that fight and I sat cage side, man. And I gotta say, when he comes out of the tunnel, it's a massive party. It's a massive party. He draws a lot of people whenever he fights, and everybody's there for him, man. Everybody's wearing his wig. Everybody's jumping around. The techno music's playing in the background. It's a major party when he fights, so it's exciting. You know what I mean? And they're protecting him, Mike, because he's not like Conor McGregor. You know, he's not championship material just yet. So eventually, he's gonna go down.
Certainly might. There you go. We even gave you a MMA minute from Matias here, as we've even got some fights cooking up. All right, so NFL Week 14, as we start to look to Sunday, a couple of items of note. The first one is with the Jaguars, where I find this extremely hard to believe, but Trevor Lawrence was, like, limited and, like, actually out running around and throwing the football at practice on Thursday, which really doesn't make much sense to me. Limited participant due to his high ankle sprain. And a couple of the reporters, said he looked okay. Did he overreact to his ankle injury? I mean, I'm watching some film of him right now, and he's throwing the football okay. Now, I'm sure if he had to actually run and put some pressure on it, it wouldn't be good. I just can't see him playing on Sunday. This is still Browns minus 3, 32.5 the total. Beathard Eve was also on the injury list the last couple of days. Now, this has kind of happened before. Lawrence last year got rolled up in Detroit against the Lions, and everybody thought he was going to have a major injury, and it ended up not being the case, and he played the following week. They diagnosed it as a high ankle sprain. Tell me the last time somebody played on a high ankle sprain on 6 days later. It doesn't make much sense. Maybe they're playing the game here a little bit. Just basically trying to string along the Browns, make them think that there's a chance Lawrence could play. Either way, there's a good chance you're going to get C.J. Beathard against Joe Flacco coming up here on Sunday in Cleveland, which is why we're looking at a 32.5 for that game. That's going to be a tough, tough scene. And if the Jaguars lost that one, things are going to start to get a little dicey for them. You know, just in terms of, I still don't think they're not going to make the playoffs, especially if this guy's already on throwing. Even if he just missed this week, it's not going to be that long he's going to be out. But you got all these teams with 6 and 7 wins. The Jags have 8. They take another loss this week. Everybody's going to kind of start to crowd around them a little bit. Whereas it seemed like those 4 teams at the top of the AFC were going to get some separation. Ravens, Dolphins, Jags, Chiefs. The Jags and the Chiefs are losses this weekend away from really being kind of into the pack. I don't think the Ravens are losing at home to the Rams. I don't think the Dolphins are losing at home to the Titans. Opportunities for those teams this weekend to get to 10, possibly the entire rest of the AFC sitting on the 8 line if the Bills and the Browns can take care of business against those other teams. So that's something definitely to look for this week in the AFC. And there's a lot of huge AFC games, whether it's that. Colts-Bengals is a massive game. Bills-Chiefs, as we just said. Broncos-Chargers is kind of a loser-leaves-town situation, too, in the late window on Sunday. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Whoa. Stand up and shout. I probably shouldn't be doing that at this point. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159, yeah. Mike Carver with you, and I believe, oh, we lost Joe. Well, how about that? We'll get Joe back in a moment here. That's for sure. All right, so let's move on to some of these other games coming up on Sunday. So the Rams into Baltimore against the Ravens. Ravens minus 7.5. Lamar not at practice on Thursday, and he's just got an illness, it sounds like. So he's going to be in the mix. I would have to assume.
Going back. I don't hear any.
By Sunday. There's Joe. We got Joe rocking now. So we'll get Joe in here in a moment. That's for sure. Minus 7.5 for Baltimore. 40.5 is the total for you. I think that it's a tough spot.
What up, guy?
Hey, how you doing, Joe? You all right? Okay. So Joe doesn't hear me. So we'll move on. Matias will get Joe straightened out, and then we'll try to move on here. I don't anticipate Lamar missing anything. I think that he's going to be all right. And this is a spot where the Ravens usually come in and they take care of business. They're off of a bye. The Rams are heading west to east, although if you look at the numbers, that doesn't make much difference anymore. But still, and an interesting number that was given to me by Warren Sharp on Thursday on Coast to Coast. Matthew Stafford, in his career, entire career, has only played in the rain twice. Think about that. Quarterback in the NFL, he's only played in the rain twice. I find that just ridiculous. Or twice since 2015 or twice since 2016, somewhere in that area. That's wild. In Baltimore on Sunday. At least as of right now, it's going to be nasty in Baltimore. So I think this is a Ravens spot. Are they going to beat them up as bad as they did the Lions that game earlier this year? Maybe not that bad, but I think there's a good chance that they're going to win this game handily by double digits moving forward. In more quarterbacks who we're not sure if they're going to be there or not this week, that would be in New Orleans where Derek Carr was limited on Thursday. He was doing some work. It sounds like they're optimistic that he's going to get cleared to play by Sunday. Saints minus 5.5 against the Panthers. 37.5 the total. You know, the Panthers covered last week against Tampa. They cover back-to-back weeks here on the road. I'm not so sure about that. I think that you're probably biting off a little bit more than you could chew asking for such a thing. And in fact, I think that the Saints would be better off if they played Winston. That's just me. I don't think that it's been very good with Carr in there at all. But they're going to keep plugging away. They did finally score a little bit against the Lions last week. They're 5-7 right now. They're one game back of Atlanta. They've lost to them as well. They played in the last game of the season. But I think they'll be able to take care of business against the Panthers here. Panthers are going to have a hard time scoring in the Dome. Colts are in Cincinnati against the Bengals. This line flipped on Thursday. It was Colts minus 1.5. Now it shifts over to Bengals minus 1.5. Total actually dropped a touch. Went from 44 to 43.5. I like the over in this game. I think there's going to be points. And maybe I'm putting a little bit too much stock into Browning on Monday night. I don't think he's going to be that good again, but 20. They obviously playing the Patriots was a low-scoring game. 38-27 against the Saints. 39-38, 37-20, 29-23, 31-20, 31-21. These Colts games have been generally wild, and I think that they're going to stay that way this week in Cincinnati against the Bengals. So over 43.5 is a little bit of an early look that I've had to that one. Mentioned the Jags and the Browns already. Lots of quarterback question marks there for both teams. Falcons have now ticked up to 2.5 against the Bucks at home in Atlanta. 40.5 is the total. It was 1.5 early in the week. So you're getting some action there on Atlanta. 62%. And meanwhile, everybody's betting on Tampa, at least on this site. 62%, 58% on the Bucks. But right now, it's hard for me to back Atlanta. I know as much as Matias doesn't want to hear that, it's very hard for me to do. I can't trust them. Can't trust the Falcons in these spots. They play any kind of any team with even a semblance of an offense last week, they lose. They were lucky they were playing the Jets, who can't move the football. I mean, they tried to even lose that game, and it just didn't go well for them. But it's a short number at home. I kind of like the over more than anything else. Lions and Bears played a crazy game a few weeks ago in Detroit, where the Lions needed a huge second half comeback, fourth quarter comeback to get it done. Goff threw a bunch of picks to the Bears. Not sure you'll get that again. Lions -3, 43.5 total. The weather was going to be bad in Chicago. Now it's starting to look a little bit better. It's going to be cold, but not going to be anything where elements are going to be a problem. Could get a little bit of wind, but that's about it. Kind of lean to Detroit there. Texans now -3.5, down from 6 after the Zach Wilson news. Imagine Zach Wilson moving a line in that kind of a direction. That's how bad Tim Boyle and Trevor Siemian were. 33.5 total. I'm not trusting the Texans on the road yet. I don't think anybody should. They haven't been as good on the road. And the other thing is, they've had some spots this year where they've gone on the road and kind of, aside from Cincinnati, you know, they played well that day in Cincinnati. That was before. That was before Burrow got hurt. Was that the game Burrow got hurt in? Was that one? No, Burrow made it through that one. They lost that game late. Burrow got hurt the next week. But Texans did win on the road in that spot. Where else have they done on the road? They lost in Carolina, which is the bad one. They lost in Atlanta. Weird game. They did win in Jacksonville earlier this season on the road. The one in Carolina is the one that sticks out to me, because they were favored in that game. That's the one that kind of still just goes in my mind when I see that the Texans are going to be favorites on the road. It's a pretty good slate of 4 o'clock games, including the Bills and the Chiefs, which we'll probably get a little bit more into when we come back, because there's been a lot of things that have gone around with Sean McDermott on Thursday. Big story that was put out by Tyler Dunn about how much control McDermott has over the Bills and how tight they are, why they always lose these close games. So, big game for the Bills in Kansas City coming up on Sunday. All right, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. 159. Yeah. I gotta be careful here. Mike Carver with you, and now the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two. Yeah, I can't even do it. That's how bad the voice is getting right now. Hi, Joe.
What up, guy? What up?
I'm starting to, I think, Joe, that the last month of obviously doing, you know, the full coast to coast. And this, I think it's like caught up to me just now in this show.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel sick. It's just I feel like I'm losing. I feel like the voice is cracking and it's about to go.
Oh man.
So yeah, it just. I don't need. No, I can carry the mail. It's all right. But I could just. I don't know. It just feels like it. It feels like every time I try to go a little uppity, it's not there.
Really?
It's just not there for me. So,
all right.
We're going to try, though, Joe. We're going to get through. Well, how you doing?
Gamer, Carver. You're a gamer.
How are you doing?
I mean, I'm hanging in there. You know, I was banged up, you know, for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not banged up now. You're all right.
No, now I'm locked and loaded. I love this slate for NFL this week.
I was just kind of flying through all the games, just doing some of the injury stuff from Thursday and any of the lines to move, because we had a lot of quarterback show. I ripped through it. Like, Lamar didn't practice for the Ravens, but he's just sick. I'm sure he's going to be all right for Sunday. You also had how about that, Joe? How about that?
What?
Wait till you see what just happened.
How about that? Bye! Bye!
All right.
Bye.
Listen. All right. Lamar, illness, didn't practice Thursday. I'm sure he's going to be fine. Derek Carr was back kind of doing some things for the Saints. He's been in concussion protocol. They think that he's going to clear and be ready to go. Trevor Lawrence was out on the field on Thursday throwing a football around, limited in practice. So that's a possibility. I guess, as well, which would be amazing. We know the Jets are switching quarterbacks over. We know that the Vikings are going to Dobbs. So there's actually a lot of, Joe, things moving parts with quarterbacks this week around the league.
Yes, you're right. But we've seen backups like Drake Browning step up and you know, obviously produce at a very high level. We've seen that, you know, in multiple situations. Josh Dobbs in not one but two teams. Granted, he fell back down to earth, so we're going to have a shot. You know, when you look at the situation with Trevor Lawrence, I still like C.J. Beathard. I really think Beathard is a quarterback that can move the football. Going into a tough environment, though, with Cleveland's going to be... It's going to be tough. And, you know, that Flacco, I'm not so Flacco is going to have it week to week. You might have gotten the best out of Joe Flacco last week, Carver. I mean, to expect Flacco to come in and be this, you know, God, you know, to carry the Browns to the promised land, I have concerns. I would much rather it be P.J. Walker.
Yeah, I don't think that he's an option, Joe. I think that the ship has sailed. I think that it's Flacco, it's DTR. There's no more PJ Walker.
It's a shame. It really is. He beat the
You the, love like, this
he
guy.
Was, he was there, Carver. What, meaning for the win over
the Niners, yeah, and the
Niners.
Colts. Niners and the Colts.
I got a lot of things going on in my brain here, Carver. I'm trying to not get sidetracked.
Seems that way.
Well, I got a lot of things cooking. I got stuff cooking in the bin.
I know. You got a lot cooking in the bin. We're on the 1 foot line, Joe, as they like to say. On the 1 foot line. For a few things here, so I was about to get into the Bills, the Bills and the Chiefs, as well. Well, before we get into that game, I'm sure that you saw all the Sean McDermott stuff on Thursday.
I didn't. I heard it, but I didn't watch it solely.
Well. Tyler Dunn, who used to cover the Bills for the Buffalo News, and now he's got his own website that he runs, golongtd.com, did a long, long three-part piece on the Bills entitled, hold on, Joe, I want to get everything all lined up here. The Buffalo Bills have a Sean McDermott problem. Go along a three-part series. He talked with 25 different former players, former coaches there. So it's all about stuff with McDermott. So the first part is about the blame game, who he blames for when things go wrong. The second part was about loss of translation. Apparently, Joe, in that second part, and the third part is called Let Josh Be Josh, which you know I've been yelling about forever here. But in the second part, there is a reference to a speech that he gave the team back in 2019 in training camp. So in that speech, and I want to make sure I have this correct, Joe. So if you give me a moment, I'm punching up
go ahead.
The story because I want to make sure that you don't miss anything here. On this. Where is the Schefter one? Up we go. There it is, Joe. This was in 2019 at St. John Fisher College, which is where they go for training camp. McDermott's morning address began innocently enough. He told the entire team they needed to come together. But then sources on hand say he used a strange model in this speech, the terrorists on 9/11. He cited the hijackers as a group of people who were all able to get on the same page to orchestrate attacks to perfection. McDermott started asking specific players in the room questions like, what tactics do you think they used to come together? What do you think their biggest obstacle was? Probably not the route you should go, Joe, to try to get the football team together, I would say.
Yeah, he's, I don't know. This guy, you know, and you said it. I used to think he was a great game planner and you know, defensive-minded head coach, but it seems like he's crocked. I don't know. I mean, this is what drives me absolutely crazy about football coaches, okay? Like they're so smart, sometimes they're stupid. Just get in the moment, man. They're guys playing football. I mean, what are you trying to rationalize? Try and relate to your team. You're bringing up that? I mean, I was a guy that was in 9/11. I mean, I don't even talk about it. Like, what are you doing?
So he immediately talked about this at his news conference on Thursday. And when he spoke with the media, he said his intent with the team meeting in 2019 was to emphasize the importance of communications. He said he regretted it then, and he apologized to the team soon after for not better communicating his point. So yeah. I would say he didn't communicate his point, Joe. He's right about that. He didn't do a very good job.
Let Corver tell you, hey, guy, you didn't communicate your point.
That's obviously, Joe, something that's a very large thing in this article. But there's other things in this 20,000-word piece that I have been saying to you for a long time. Obviously nothing to that effect. But there's things that are validated in there, such as the way that he handles things, that he's too hands-on with the offense, that he doesn't take enough blame for things that go on for his defense, that he doesn't let Josh do the things that Josh can do. And we know that, Joe. He's a special talent, and there's been way too many times where he's had the shackles on him in terms of not being allowed to be himself.
Really, Corbett, does he really have the shackles on? Like, I don't understand watching Josh Allen single-handedly almost beat the Chiefs. And you want to shackle that? Like, in the playoff environment, the only reason why the Bills have had success has been due to the progression of Josh Allen. Why do you want to contain that? You know it's a quarterback-centric league.
Because they want to run it.
What do you mean he wants to run it? He wants to be like Stefanski? He's gutless.
Yeah, he is. He's gutless,
no,
all
right. Seriously, I mean, I didn't think he was that bad. Like, I mean, you have to be a complete idiot to realize that one of your best players is your quarterback, and you don't want to allow him to cook. That's like saying, you know what, I have Tom Brady, but you know what, I don't want him to throw. I want him to hand it off. That's great. That's what Stefanski did with Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying Deshaun, you know, lived up to the hype up until this point. But part of it was due to the conservativeness of Kevin Stefanski.
Right.
I mean, why have a marquee quarterback? Why? How about this? Why have a Ferrari when you're not going to drive it or showcase it down?
That's
for the
how many times? How many times have I said that to you?
Yeah, but
he
I shouldn't. Didn't believe
he doesn't know how
true.
To. Well, it is true.
Well, he's gutless. How about that?
I don't disagree.
I think he's absolutely gutless. I want him chopped.
I want him chopped as well. But let's circle this back to this week. They've gone from 3 to 1.5, 48.5. This total's actually gone up a little bit. There's a lot of things, Joe, if you just look at this on the surface, that lean towards the Bills, obviously. They're coming off of a bye. McDermott's been very good off the bye, by the way. The Chiefs have lost 3 out of 5, and it seems like their defense, which carried them for most of the year, is starting to, you know, lose a little bit here the last few weeks. And if they're going to let Josh play like he did in the two games before the bye, they're going to score some points. We'll talk about this a little bit more, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Let's go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe, just to finish up that, and then I want to get into a couple of other things. I just think there's a lot of things that lean to the Bills here this week. Obviously, the desperation factor is also highly on their side to get them to 7-6 and really back in the mix to get one of these spots in the AFC. And also, Joe, Allen has played well in Arrowhead against the Chiefs his last three times. Of course, two of those he's won in the regular season. The third was the 13-second game where he was awesome and his defense and head coach let him down. So Allen ain't as scared of Arrowhead.
No, and again, I think they're going to, based off of what they did to the Eagles in their last game coming off rest, put up 31 points, just couldn't win it, right? So, I mean, and I love the way James Cook got involved in terms of the short to intermediate passing game, offensive.
I think he's going to be able to run it.
What?
I think he's going to be able to run it, too.
Well, I mean, based off of what Josh Jacobs did in terms of the first half of that game 2 weeks ago, right? Even Jordan Love. I mean, A.J. Dillon had success. First drive, he had like 40 yards on the ground.
It's very true. That was the only 40 yards he had in the game, but it was very true.
Stop bashing this guy. Stop bashing him. Guy puts money in my pocket, and you want to bash this guy.
A lot of people in that Packer Chief game put money in your pocket, Joe. A lot of people.
Did you see what I did yesterday?
What'd you do yesterday?
I tweeted it out. I backed the pack and the. And
oh,
the
I saw that. Did you like the what I sent back at you?
No, what'd you send back at me?
I think it was like it was a GIF of Kyle Shanahan kind of looking at you funny.
Oh,
yeah. Did you like that?
I ignored that, Carver. I ignored
it. Oh, all right. You know, that's nice.
Chalk doesn't. You know what? I can't bet chalk. You know, I can't.
Wow.
Well, what? Look out!
Tomorrow, Joe, we'll make some picks for some final picks for the Army-Navy game, but it hasn't moved. It's still 28.5 for you with that. Everybody's on Army, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Everybody's on Army. You know what that means for us?
Over.
Yeah, I know. You love going after the over in this game. Over is
everybody,
your...
We got to take Navy. Navy and Newberry. Taking the
command. I think I'm going to take Navy. I'm in on Navy, Joe. That's for sure. What else do I want to give you here before we move on? I think, well, obviously, next week we'll do more of the bowls, Joe, because then actually bowl games are going to start.
I can't wait, Carver. I can't wait.
I know. This is a tough weekend for you with really no college football.
It's bittersweet. The holidays are great. Family, friends, right? But then.
Are you guys doing college football today on Saturday?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Well, you guys haven't been on since all the bowl stuff, so. Since all the college football playoff.
Correct. And, so we got a lot of stuff.
So you got a lot of. You got a lot of breaking down to do. A lot of previewing.
A lot of people sticking their chest out. We got a lot of people, you know.
Really? Is that right?
Yeah, I said it.
I said it. I said it. That's good. Well, K-Dub's like me. He's got Alabama tickets.
Yes. I had the correct order. I said it, not you. Where's the tape? let me tell you, I love the banter. I love the because I'm the senior member of that group. You know what I mean?
You are the senior member. There's no question there. Are you going to dabble in these?
They'd be calling me, you know, like Corso. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
What about these FCS quarters this weekend? You involved there?
I can't get into. I mean, I'll watch them. But, I mean,
this South Dakota State team, I mean, they don't lose, right?
No, I know. They don't lose.
Albany at Idaho, huh?
Oh, Albany, new team.
Idaho, one of those rare teams that dropped down, right, Joe? Remember when the Vandals used to be in the Big West?
Yes.
And they dropped down to FCS.
Yep. Love it. I love it.
So they're 4.5-point favorites over Albany. Montana's laying 16.5 against Furman. Villanova's getting 20.5 against South Dakota State. Did I see Villanova's moving up, Joe?
Yes, next year.
Next year they're going to be in like what UMass has done the last few years and all that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to get smoked.
That's all you
smoked.
Care. That's all you care about.
North Dakota State's minus 6.5 at South Dakota. So you have North Dakota State, South Dakota State, and South Dakota as three of the eight teams that are left.
Hmm.
South Dakota State's minus 280 favorite to win the whole thing.
Not bad. It's not bad.
You want to take North Dakota State at 7-1 or Montana at plus 550?
Yeah, I'll take Montana.
You want to put it with the golf?
Put it with the golf.
You see Rahm officially left for LIV.
I know. That was bad, Carver. I was upset about that.
It was pretty gutless.
You told me he left for like $500 million. He only left for $300 million.
Yeah, I think it's between 3 and 4. So, I mean, Joe. Honestly, like $300-500 million. Like, it's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. So, hard to tell the guy he's doing the wrong thing. It's just he shouldn't have ran around and said that he.
Think about it.
Yeah, well, it's hard to run, you know, when he ran around for 1.5 years about how much he loves the history of the game. He plays for history, and then once the check got a little bit bigger, suddenly the history didn't matter anymore.
Yeah, right.
Can I interest you in anything in the NBA on Friday night?
I was wrong on Dame time. It hurt the other night. I was wrong on
I actually want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
God, of course.
That Buck Pacer game. That was in Vegas.
I'm just a passer.
Now, here's what bothered me about that game. And as you know, I had the Buck ticket to win the whole thing, which is obviously flushed down the toilet now.
Hang on one second. You didn't stop me. You're the conductor and I'm the passenger.
That's not true.
Sidecar.
That's not true.
You didn't respond.
That's not true.
All right. Okay.
I actually didn't hear you say that. I was too busy. Because when you brought the game up, it got me so mad again that I didn't really hear what you were saying. But you're wrong about that. It's both of our shows. There's no driver. There's no anything about that. So I had, obviously, the Bucks. And fourth quarter, 5 or 6 minutes to go. It's a one-possession game. And give the Pacers tons of credit, Joe. They've been outstanding. Mm-hmm. Pacers have been great. Halliburton's been awesome, etc. But it's a 1-2-possession game. There's only two guys, Joe, on the Milwaukee Bucks who should be taking shots in the last 5 minutes of a one-possession game. It's pretty easy, right, Joe? Giannis or Dame time?
Yeah.
Right. Why would anybody else even touch the basketball? You got this guy, Brook Lopez, shooting 35-foot threes in one-possession game with 5 minutes to go. Like, bro, what are you doing? Can you pass?
Nope.
It wasn't even like a hesitation. He got the ball at the top of the key, and he just rifled away, just chunking him up.
Not even thinking?
No, nothing. That's not like he got the ball. He just got the ball and boom, just shoot. Shoot, 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 shoot. And it wasn't once, Joe, and it wasn't twice. It was a bunch of times.
That upset you, I bet.
It did upset me because I had something going with Dame like you did. And I also them that ticket to win the whole thing.
Yeah, gutless Buddy Hield.
Bothered me.
Me too. What about Buddy Hield? 6 points.
Yeah, but he's not, you know, I know you. We'd like to go after the secondary guys, but you know there's always a chance secondary guys don't do anything.
I tell you what, from now on, NBA, strictly volume guys, volume.
You're done with the secondary and tertiary guys. You're done with those guys.
Guys, Herder, there's two inconsistent. Herder, who else? Zabonis.
Him.
I mean, really? I mean, not for anything. Who else costs me money in the NBA? Let me see. DeRozan. Who else? Well, Malik Monk, we won when you bet him and you picked him. When I picked Malik Monk, he's a complete money burn. Who else? Who else cost me money?
That's a lot of guys. Russ.
D'Angelo. Who else?
Yeah.
Don't even know if they're out there. Are they dribbling?
NBA on Friday night. Lots of games.
Taking the Bulls. They're hot.
Do you even know who they're playing?
It doesn't matter. Blind bet.
They're road. Before I even tell you who they're playing, when I tell you that they're 2.5-point favorites on the road, you know that means they're playing someone bad.
Who are they playing? 2.5. The Detroit?
No, San Antonio.
Ooh.
Wembanyama.
Could we get the over in that game?
It's 225.5, which is actually for a Spur game kind of low.
You think the Pop will have something to say about that? You think the Pop?
DeRozan back in San Antonio? Why don't you go back to that well?
Could we alt them?
No, you can alt them, not we. We can't do anything.
I want volume guys from now on. Friday.
You want volume guys? How about that line that Luka had on Wednesday night? What did he do? He had like a 40-point triple-double. Yeah. Why don't you go to Luka?
Because every time this guy breaks out, now we'll jump on him his next game. He'll get 10 points.
Well, the problem is that they're in Portland Friday night, and they'll probably be hammering the Blazers. Although they won by 50 against the Jazz the other night, and he got all those numbers, so...
What about this Terry Rozier?
What about this Terry Rozier?
Can't step up this guy.
He can't step up. You're right. This Terry Rozier.
You know it. I said it.
You did say it, Joe. You said it. Also, Clippers are in Utah against the Jazz. The Jazz suck. The Kings are playing the Suns because they both lost the other night. That game's in Phoenix. Kings -1.5. Denver 7.5-point favorites over the Rockets. Here's another guy that is on my list this week. Who? And I'm taking some time away from him. So, Joker. Listen to this line on Wednesday. I played the great boost with the three guys for 25 points. Who was it? It was Curry, Luka, and Joker. Joker was the only guy who didn't get to 25. He was 9-for-32 from the floor, Joe.
Unbelievable.
He took 32 shots in the game.
He's a pig. He's a
hog. And he couldn't get to 25 points.
Unbelievable.
He had 15 boards and 10 assists, too. He had triple-double, and he shot the ball 32 times.
Donovan.
That is unbelievable. All right, we'll come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So like I said, there's a bunch of games. Warriors are in OKC against the Thunder. They've played some fun ones this year. The Knicks are in Boston against the Celtics. Nets are laying 9 at home to the Wizards. Atlanta getting 8 in Philly against the Sixers. And that's what you got cooking, Joe. Some of the games on Friday night. A lot of games.
I like the Sixers. What do you think?
You like the Sixers, huh?
Yep.
Where is that? I just lost it. Laying the 8 against the Hawks? Eh. Eh.
No?
I don't know. Maybe.
No?
Kind of like the Knicks. They play well against the Celtics.
And that Knick team.
Play well against them.
Yeah?
Why not, Joe? Yeah, come on. Take a ride.
Take a ride. Check it out.
Take a ride. Take a chance.
Come on. What are you doing? win. It's sports gambling, man.
Hockey, there's a few games too. Pittsburgh's in Florida.
It's a party over.
Yeah. All right, Joe. So tomorrow, all the NFL picks, as always, the picks of the preview. We will do Army, Navy. And you said you want to do what? Five college basketball games for Saturday? Is that what you said?
We'll do only top 25 until we hit.
Conference tournament play?
Yeah.
All right. Great job, as always, Joe. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844. Cash them tickets. We'll see you tomorrow here on the grid.